I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Anybody ready for a word this morning? Yeah. I feel like preaching this morning. And if you knew what kind of hell I had to push through just to get to this point this morning, you say, preach on, Pastor. There must be something good in here for me. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you better listen. Something is in here for you. Oh, y'all ain't told nobody. Listen, if they won't even look at you, just tell them in their ear. Hey, tell them, you better listen. God's got something to say to you. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 1 says, "And it came to pass when David and his mighty men were come to Ziklag on the third day," that ought to tell you something, "that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. And so David and his mighty men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. David's two wives were taken captive, Hanoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite, and David, as would be expected, and David was greatly distressed because it had kicked up to a whole new level. For the people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod of David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue God? Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, God said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. I feel somebody getting a word for this right now. The whole key in this entire passage of scripture is that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now that since late last night, I've been encouraging myself in the Lord. From texts and phone calls and situations that have happened within the past 24 hours. Bring it down the monitor a little bit, guys. I have been encouraging myself in the Lord. And I am more encouraged in the Lord standing here right now than I was last night. Because I see in the whole host of people here and beyond through the cameras that there are some people that may be in a place where you've been fighting the battle. And you may not feel like doing what I'm telling you to do. But today, I want you to turn to your neighbor and with authority and all the strength you can muster. And tell somebody, encourage yourself. encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word now go forth unhindered, unlimited. Let the anointing of God make it easy to preach today. God, I am completely resting upon you. But Lord, I believe that this word is right now. Speak, Lord, and let us hear and obey in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody shout a great big amen. Just touch two or three people and tell them, encourage yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're now at the 6 month mark. July is about to happen. We've had the first 6 months of 2021. We were probably as intimidated to step into the next day from January 1 to this moment because we didn't know what the next day's news was going to bring. And with every day, there's been another ramp up, a step up. The world is shaking in many ways. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? And there are, as I've shared with you, pockets of revival, I believe, and people that are returning to God. I have been amazed just this past week of hearing from different locations where people are reporting that their sons and their daughters that have been the prodigals for so long have literally run back into the church without anybody visiting, following up, sending them no bread, nothing like just the prayers of the saints that have caused people to have a heart desire to come. It's happened right here in this sanctuary. I will tell you that this is a message, and in this passage of scripture, that you should mark down. You should underline it in your Bible because this message is needful. And I believe God's given it to me in the middle portion of this year because you need to keep it because you're going to need it perhaps more than one time before you end this year. We end this year. The challenges in the times that we're in right now are for the soul, the mind, and the spirit of men, women, boys, and girls. And words that we are hearing are full of fear and troubling. If you haven't already heard, just to add to something else to think about, supposedly this new variant that is happening is now worse than the first. Well, I'm going to tell you, God has never lied, but man sure has. And we're in such a place of unsettling that people don't know who to trust. I came to tell you, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He knows wherever germ is. He knows, listen, come on somebody. He knows wherever germ is. He knows where every problem is. And surely the Lord can put his hand up between you and whatever the pestilence is that tries to devour you. It's the reason why it's so important. There are people here today and others that are watching, and there are physical issues that they're having to deal with, mental, spiritual, and the fight is on today. Isn't it just for day to day? And there are some things perhaps that you have fought recently that has made you want to just throw your hands up and quit. I have heard from some preachers that have said, you know what, I'm just about done with this. And want to throw your hands up and forget it and just say, I'm done, and walk away. Before I get too deep into this message, I just want to put a couple of words on your plate today. The first word is committed. We don't know too much about that today because if it gets too hard, I'm going to opt out. If it gets too difficult, if somebody confronts me, if somebody trains me, if somebody is teaching me and I don't feel like it is fair, equitable, then I'll just quit and walk away. And I will tell you, it's easy for anybody to quit. But we would not be where we are, and you wouldn't be where you are if it hadn't been for somebody, including you, that said, when you hit a wall, I think I'll just stick it out to find out what the fight was all about. And I'm just going to tell you, when I see all that's taking place and all that's happening in churches and with believers today, you've heard me say, they've called me a hardhead before, but I just have that kind of tenacity that said, you know what? If you're going to fight, let's fight together, because I'm in this thing to win it. Come on, somebody. Committed. Look at your neighbor and preach a little bit. Tell them it's time to get committed. Committed to your marriage. Committed to your church. Committed to God. Come on, somebody. Committed. This term committed is so important for us today that you need to know that God is requiring, he calls it in the Bible, faithfulness. Be faithful unto death and I'll give you a crown of life, the Bible says. Be faithful. Committed. Most people are not able to be committed today because we've created a society where everybody gets a trophy whether you win or lose. Tell that to the NFL teams. You know, nobody won today, even though the score was 45-0. We're just going to have everybody walk on the field, shake hands, and everybody gets a trophy. I just want to tell you, my dear friends, here's a breaking news bulletin. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And it is in the losing many times, the time when I fall down on my face, the time when I thought that I knew what I was doing. Have you ever thought that you knew what you were doing only to find out I didn't have a clue what I was doing? Is anybody talking to me? I got 12 people. Thank you for that. And in this society where we must have a pat on our back before we get out of bed in the morning, an affirmation that says, you know, you got out of bed, you brushed your teeth, good boy. Come on, somebody. I kind of laugh sometimes at some of these that got these new babies going on because they don't know, the baby don't come with instructions. All that baby knows how to do is just sit there and cry at you. And you're trying to affirm, oh, sweet baby, oh, it'll be all right, oh. And the more you do that, the more, because they don't come with a manual. And you don't know whether, are they wet? Are they hungry? You know, when it starts dropping out of the diaper, it's about time to change the diaper. And I guarantee you that if you put food on the table and the six-year-old don't come and eat when you call them, they'll eat when they get hungry. Now, the older I got, the more mama said, you better be here when it's on the table, because when I pick it up, you might be making yourself a bologna sandwich. I can't get no help. I'm talking about being committed. I want to let you know that God is completely committed to you. Hey, he's committed and faithful to you when you're not even faithful to him. I want you to think back for just a moment. Think back for just a moment over your life, even before you got saved, of the stuff that God stepped between you and the attack of the enemy and was so committed to you that he protected you before you ever got into trouble.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.